business conference that they will plan to build a combination temple, church, and mosque in Jerusalem. These three buildings. Now, Lambert refused to say that the combination church building would be built on the Temple Mount. Christians believe that it will. Most of the Christian prophecies that I've heard over the years, they believe something's going to happen to the Temple Mount. But if this is the plan, something might not happen to the Temple Mount. You see? Because they'll be able to move right in to the Temple Mount and bring the Christians into that Temple Mount and bring the world, New World Order, into that Temple Mount. And so the plan is called the New Jerusalem Covenant Project, and it envisions the establishment of a combination of religions in Jerusalem of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And as I've already told you, all three of those religions already have headquarters in Jerusalem as I speak to you. Now, Bill further stated, quote, any purely political settlement in the Middle East would not by itself bring peace. In other words, a purely political settlement would leave the religious nature of the problem unsolved. And then he went on to say, any permanent solution to the Middle East conflict would also see the political portion of the problem fixed. And once the religious problem is solved, then the power and the influence of the Orthodox Jews in Israel would permanently decline. And so in the same way, see, as they have invaded the Christian force here in America, the Christians have lost their supernatural powers in many instances, and the infiltration into every little group comes to infiltrate that group. And that's why we here at Miracle have to guard our faith. We have to guard when strangers come into our midst. Because you don't know who they are. You don't know what they are. You don't know what they're doing. They'll try to convert you. We're not here to be converted. We're not here to mix our faith with anyone's faith. We're here to get you. And we're not here for you to get us. And we ain't going with you anyway. Amen? And so you just got to be blunt about it. This is the bride of Christ here. We intend to make the rapture of the church. Is that right? We intend to be the separated Christians, the holy Christians submitted, looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, the New World Order planners are very concerned about the power and the influence of the Orthodox Jews over in Jerusalem, and they are specially targeted to the deceptions. As he goes about to convince them he is their Messiah, then when the Antichrist begins his persecution, he will go after the Orthodox Jews almost ferociously. But it's not only going to be the Orthodox Jews, it's going to be anyone that really believes that Jesus Christ is their Lord. Now, I just need to end with this. You see, the Christians, after the rapture of the church, many people that sat under these kind of teachings, God's going to bring these teachings back into their spirit. And they will remember, well, this came true. My grandma told me about this. My mother told me about this. And so many of them will convert during the tribulation period. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about angels flying through the skies, converting people. Angels will preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. They will preach to Jews and throughout the world, the Bible says. So it's this word that's coming true. It's not Mohammedan's word. It's not the Mormon's Bible. It's not the Jehovah Witness Bible. It's not the New Age people. It's this word that was written centuries ago, that in both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that's coming true. And so we'll stop right there. Are you getting anything? Upon him. And so when the Lord began to unfold the New Age movement to me back in the 70s, he showed me, this paper was probably written probably 15 years ago. I'm not totally going to zero in on it because I want to bring you up to what's going on right now. But one of the things that it says is that the New Agers have been preparing the world to receive the Christ. And this is an occultist Christ. It's not the Christian God. And the backslidden Christians, and much of the church is backslidden today. The backslidden Christians, they know him as Jesus Christ. And this is their material. This is what they're saying. This is not what we're saying, okay? The Jews await for him, the Christ, as their Messiah. The Hindus look for the coming of Krishna. The Buddhists expect him as Maitreya Buddha. And the Muslims hope for the appearance of the end-man Mahdi. And so the names may different, but in fact, all these religions are waiting the same one. The world teacher, whose personal name in the New Age movement is called Maitreya. And he returns now at the beginning of the age of what they call Aquarius, as teacher and guide, not God, but guide, for all humanity, regardless of race and belief. Now, they say that he is not coming to judge the world, but to aid and inspire it. And so they're looking for this Christ to come. And I've taught on this personality before and said, I want to zero in particularly, I want to tell you about some things that are going on right now. And very, very frightening things. You see, you better be in the right pew in this time, because if you're not, you are going to end up going through a period that the Bible calls 7 years tribulation. And this is going to be a time where God's wrath is being poured out upon the earth for the rejection of the world of his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about it much in the Bible. And so you can go do your own thing if you want to. You can go to the New Age bookstores. You can go to the New Age churches. You can meditate. You can do all of these things if you want to. But you see, that's not of God. And what's going to happen is that when this time comes, you will be with the New World religion. And you will go through this terrible 7 years of struggling. And this terrible time that the whole earth is being shaken by the hand of God. The devil will be in rulership in the personality of this Christ that they're waiting for. So what I wanted to talk to you about is that this Christ is alive right now as I speak to you. He's waiting in the wings for the exact time to make his appearance. And so there was a minister that was on a talk show. And this minister got a call in from a man named Lambert. And Lambert claimed that he had gone out of the New Age and that he wanted to talk to him personally about some of the New Age end time teaching. So he got curious enough to meet this man. And what this man told him is that the world events right now are leading up to the final establishment of the New World Order, and its divine man called the Christ as what we call the biblical Antichrist. Now, he told him about a seminar that was going to be given for members only that would reveal answers to all of these questions. Now, this Christian minister went to this New Age conference of New Religion of the Christ and also of the Catholic Pope Plus. And one of the things, interestingly, that he discovered was that these New Agers, and these are high people all over the world, these are people in high places, like the President of the United States, many and most of the senators and congressmen, and most of your college professors, people in high places, and particularly the people that run the money machine for the world. All of these people are involved in what they call the Eastern Establishment. Some people refer to it as the inside government. And people were shocked a couple of months ago when all of a sudden the news started revealing that there was an inside government that was discovered in Washington. It hit the news for maybe 2 days and then it was gone. Because you see, the people that own the news, they're a part of this too. So we only hear what they really want us to hear. Those reporters think that they are reporting the news, but all they report is things that they want you to hear. I mean, there are 800 kids missing in Duval County every year, and yet we get on one case and just beat it to death on the national news, right? And so why aren't we hearing the truth about what's really going on in the world? Because you won't hear about it until the spider gets you into his web. And he's working very diligently on every ministry, every church, every person in the world. When you see Christians selling their books to Time Warner, which is the same outfit that films the Harry Potter movies and the Lord of the Ring and produces all the highly satanic bands, I ask you this: how can Christians sit at the table with the devil? And the reason they're doing that is for money and for acceptance. You see, the church, the true church, is getting smaller and smaller, but the devil's church is getting bigger and bigger. So you have to understand that we are in this particular curious time that the wise must know the truth. And most ministries don't know enough to tell their people what is really, really happening. Now, this happened to this minister in 1990. He was talking on a Christian radio station when Lambert called him and told him that he had come out of the Worldwide Church of God, or also known as the Children of God, which is one of the outfits that claims to be Christian, that is really one of the New World Order movers into the New World Order religion. And there are many branches, and names of people like that. So when this Christian minister met, and I'm going to call him by his first name, John, he took him to the largest New Age bookstore that he had ever seen. And it was not far from Cambridge, Massachusetts, or the Harvard University campus. And he showed him many books and recommended them for him to read so that he could get a view of their plan. Now, when I was in politics in 1972, I would go to political meetings and I would see people talking about the plan. I didn't know what they were talking about. And some of them would have booths, the plan. And I wasn't a Christian. I had no idea what that meant, the plan. But what the plan is the plan is a plan that was given to a woman. Let me find that real quick for you. It was given to a woman that pointed toward the coming of the Antichrist. Her name was Bailey, by the way. I may not quickly be able to find it here. But she wrote many books concerning the plan. And here it is, Alice Bailey. She was given this plan in 1919, and she lived to 1949. And she received this plan and teachings from her master, Dewall Cool, is that demon's name. Her information was contained in 25 books. And this plan was given for the preparation of the world to receive this Maitreya, the Antichrist, that I opened up with. And so the occultists of the world began to work to bring the plan in. And the plan included religion, business, and government to pull them into the Book of Revelation and Daniel to fulfill that book, those books of the Bible. And so this minister went to this bookstore in August of 1991. And Bill Lambert was holding a seminar in Boston's headquarters. And the name of this seminar was called Possible and Probable Events in the Future. Now, from this point on, you're going to hear the New Age plan, okay? But you must remember this. It dovetails right into what the Bible tells us is going to happen. But it's going to happen with the Antichrist. There's two personalities that the world is going to follow. They'll either follow Jesus Christ or they'll follow this Antichrist. And if you get in the pew with the Antichrist, you're going to suffer or you may not even survive. Because the book of Revelation says that a third of the human beings will be killed during this time. Now, what are we talking about in our government, as I talk to you today? Nuclear warfare. So the devil never invented something that he didn't use. Now, America's already used the nuclear bomb over in Japan, but now they're talking about using it over in Iraq and in North Korea. So no most mistake about it, these people that belong to the devil worship him. They worship him in secret. You never know what's going on. But I'm telling you that I have kept up with this over the years, and I know that people in high places live a double life. and they worship the devil in their country clubs or their little clubs. Some of them, women can't come in. And they come out and they tell Americans that they are born again so that they can get the vote. But things are going on, and deceptions are so heavy over the minds of the people that Christians now are under the deception, many of them. And that's why Christians can go and sell their materials to a satanic, demonic group of people. Please. They can sell their things, their materials, to a demonic group of people with no conscience for money. You see, back in the 80s, there were a group of writers and singers, and they had their materials with a publishing house called The Word. Suddenly, that publishing house was sold to CBS. And when CBS got that publishing house, all those Christian leaders walked out of that publishing house and joined a different publishing house called Zondermann, because they said that that belonged to the world. What does light have to do with darkness? How can you sit at the table with Jesus and Baal at the same time? And if you don't know who Baal is, it's Satan. Amen? And so we're living in the times that the deception is so great that even Christian leaders that have served Jesus for many, many years have fallen under these deceptions. And so you have to follow Jesus very, very closely. Amen? So John took this reverend to this New Age meeting, and he came with John, and they did not, John, and they did not know that John was no longer a member. John had become a Christian. And so the Christian minister brought a pencil, and he knew how to write shorthand from his seminary days. And so he took notes, and it revealed many, many points. And one of the things that the leader Lambert revealed, the circumstances under which the New World Order religion was to be established, finally drawing all the world's existing religions into one. He further revealed who was at the top, chosen to lead this global religious behemoth. Of course, the leader would automatically be the false prophet of Revelation 13 that we just looked at. And to this Christian leader, this was the first time that anyone had revealed who the false prophet was planned to be. Now, Lambert revealed the occult leadership of the world was awaiting the event, now listen to this very carefully, which the Christian church calls the rapture. Now, if you haven't noticed the rapture, that doctrine has been under tremendous attack, not only from the world, but from within the church itself. Many so-called Christian leaders are saying there's not going to be any rapture of the church. They say they can't find it in the Bible. Well, it's in the Bible. And in addition to that, since about 1979, around in that time, they began to have appearances of these UFOs and people being taken up into the UFOs, and as it started with a little trickle, now there are millions of people that claim that they have seen these spirits or that they have been up into the UFO. Now, these spirits that they talk about, they claim that they're aliens from a different planet. But Christian writers claim that these are just manifested devils. And even the machines that they seem to be riding in are manifested devils. I remember back in the 70s or 80s, there was a woman that came to our meeting, and we pulled her out of the occult. And she went down to the St. Augustine Bay, and she was standing there, and she looked up, and she saw a UFO over St. Augustine. And this voice spoke into her mind and said, "Wouldn't you want to know more about that?" And we had taught her how to bind and rebuke devils. And she said, "I bind you up in the name of Jesus and rebuke you." And when she said that, it just disappeared right in front of her face. So the devil is preparing the world for an answer to the rapture of the church. And one of the answers is going to be, and some of the New Age writings are, that the aliens are going to suddenly take a group of people off of the face of the earth who will not walk in agreement with their doctrines. And so they're going to take them into another dimension. But not to worry, because they believe in reincarnation, and which the Bible opposes. The Bible says you live one time, then you die, and then you face judgment. So if you believe all of these weird things that these people are teaching you, and you think you're going to die in your sin state and come back, it ain't going to happen. Amen. You're going to be judged. If that was going to happen, God would have never have sent His Son to die on the cross for your sins. Amen? And so the rapture, they talked about the rapture, and their plan is not going to go into effect until after the Christian rapture. Now here we are with New Agers believing in the rapture of the church. The devils know there's going to be a rapture of the church. But you've got masses of charismatic Christians, masses of denominational Christians, and masses of Christians that used to be in the belief of the rapture that no longer believe in the rapture of the church. And I bind every sleeping devil in this place in the name of Jesus and send angels to wake people up that they can hear. In Jesus' name. Now, he reveals, Lambert reveals, the importance of the appearance of the Antichrist. And this knowledge of the coming of the Antichrist has gone back through the occult men and women throughout the ages. You see, just as God has always had a church, both in the Old Testament established and the New Testament established, the devil has a church too. And the devil works through his people as God works through his people. As the Holy Spirit anoints a leader in the church, the devil anoints his leader. Now, the difference is in the devil's kingdom. Once you get into the devil's kingdom, you are captured. You are ensnared. You have to do the will of the boss. In the Christian church, God never takes away your free will. You can either choose to serve Him or not to serve Him on a daily basis. You can rebel or you can submit on a daily basis. You can obey your pastor or disobey your pastor and church leader too, on a daily basis. And as you rebel against Jesus Christ, His word, and the authority of the church that you are coming to and submitted to, as you disobey, then the spirit of rebellion and lawlessness begins to work in you. And it's a step-by-step removal from your position to where you used to be to where most of the church is today. So it's important for you to get your life in order and for you to stand for Jesus. Amen? And so now, they have been looking for the Antichrist to come at the end of this century. Now, Lambert talked about the discovery of electricity that would be revealed. And this discovery would prepare mankind to enter into the age of Christ and his millennial reign. Now, you know Jesus Christ is going to have a millennial reign. But that's going to be after this awful, terrible 7 years tribulation period where there's mass famines and murders and storms and weathers and all kinds of awful things are going to happen on the face of the earth during this 7 years of awful things. And at the end of that 7 years, Jesus is going to return the second time to take dominion over the earth with his followers, the ones that have been made up into the rapture of the church. Amen? And as they arise up into the rapture of the church, they will arrive at the wedding supper of the Lamb, where Jesus, we will sit down to the wedding supper, and at the end of the wedding supper, the Lamb will marry the bride, which we are the bride at this time, and then he will take his bride, and he will present his bride to his Father. And that's when the Father releases him and his bride to return to this earth to come and get their inheritance, which is rulership over the world for 1,000 years. Amen. And so, now, the book of Revelation and end time revelations were talked about in secrets at this occult meeting. Lambert, revealing details of a human plan created in cooperation of supernatural spirit guides to establish the New World Order. And they call it, again, the plan. And so some of the topics that were talked about are the possible and probable events in the future. And then there was a seminar by Bill Lambert, and he's the director of New England District of the Theosophical Society in Boston, Massachusetts, August 18, 1991. So the first one was called Prophecy, the heading. And it's a self-fulfilling nature of what a person thinks he creates. Occult laws state that the following, that energy follows thought. Therefore, collective belief in wrong prophecy by millions of people can cause an immersed unconscious level of negative feelings that can lead to fulfilling prophecy. Now, what was he talking about there? What he was talking about is over the last 10 or 15 years, they've had these great massive meetings, the New Agers have, where they all come together all over the world, and at a certain time they meditate. And what they do is they send forth what they call good thoughts to capture the world for the New Age. And now you see that meditation is inspired by the devil. And so they believe, just like Christians believe, that if a group of Christians come together, the Bible says one can chase 1,000 to 10,000. Amen? So what they believe is that through this massive meditation, and all of them are thinking the thoughts that these world leaders have sent to them to think, so they think that they are releasing the anointing to bring this Antichrist into being. Amen? And so, in other words, prophecy is a self-fulfilling nature of what a person thinks and what he creates. And so there's a little scripture over in Daniel that talks about that this new world order, that they all shall have one mind. Now what you're seeing going on with these wars, you notice particularly that when George Bush talked about the axis of evil, it was several nations or countries that were walking out of step with the New World Order. They had dictators that were living under the old system, and they would not cave in and walk in cadence with the leaders of the New World Order. And so they stir the world up that we've got to go kill these people because they've got these massive atomic weapons, or they want to build weapons, and everybody in the world's afraid of the nuclear weapons, so everybody shouts, go get them. You see? Now, by the end of this month, maybe the beginning of next month, February, I believe we'll be at war. And that's the consensus of most people. And so we have to prepare ourselves for people in our family that go to that war, to pray for them on a daily basis, and for this church to pray for those people. But anyway, let's get on. So then Lambert said, Armageddon is a good case in point. People believe in an Armageddon concept, which is that this present world must be destroyed before the new can be created, the new heavens, the new earth. Therefore, massive collective belief in this concept leads towards self-fulfillment of that concept. Belief in the Armageddon intertwined around Israel and the Middle East and is causing nations towards this region, possibly setting the stage for massive, even nuclear war. Now, you just keep in mind that these were written back in 1991. I wrote my stuff back in 1980. And so, the next phase of this was something they called the New Jerusalem Project. Now, I heard it's called the New Jerusalem Covenant Project. And I used to hear Clinton talk about the New Covenant. You probably heard it too. I didn't exactly know what he was talking about until now. But when George Bush came into office, he put his hand up and he said, we will be in Jerusalem. That's what his words were. And I kind of knew what that meant. Well, here's what their plan is under the New Jerusalem Covenant Project. Sometime between 1985 and 2010, Lambert says the following scenario will unfold depending on only the right set of circumstances. Number one, Muslim and Jewish areas in Jerusalem will be combined with Christian to create the New Jerusalem Covenant. Now you wonder why all of a sudden your president is standing up right after 9/11 crashed to the ground, the big trade center, with Muslims, Hindus, and all of the world religions. Plus Bill Graham was standing there with them. This is why they're preparing American Christians to say there's no difference between Hinduism, that will be the next one. Right now they're working on Islam. No difference. They study the same Bible that we do. There's no difference. Well, there is a difference. And the difference is they follow Mohammed, who was a dishonored person, a guy that lived in polygamy, a guy that was in witchcraft, soul traveled, did all kinds of weird stuff, and brought in to worship a character demon called Allah. Allah is not God. It's not the same God that we worship. And so the plan is for all of these religions, and by the way, all three of these religions already have headquarters in Jerusalem. Because when I was over there in 74, they took us to the mosque. The Lord said, stay in the bus. They took us to the Baha'i Temple. The Lord said, stay in the bus. All of the Christians jumped out of the buses and were running into these places. And when you go into these heathen temples, you have to take your shoes off because you're going into their holy place. And that's just like worshiping their God. And I'm not taking my shoes off for anybody but my Jesus. Amen? And so, now the projected plan was between 1985 and 2010. So what does this tell you? It tells you that at the right circumstances, and some of these circumstances will be created by these insiders, they will bring, according to our dollar bill, written in Latin, they bring order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. That's what their symbolism is. And so, hasn't the Trade Center really brought some, or they're really trying to bring some kind of order out of some kind of chaos, right? But as we look, all we see is chaos. And all we see is wars and rumors of wars, which is one of the signs in Matthew 24. Now, the Jerusalem, New Jerusalem Covenant means all religions will convene and celebrate these three religious festivals simultaneously. The Festival of Goodwill, which is normally May through June. The Festival of Easter, normally in April, celebrates new birth as exemplified by the Christ. The Festival of Wishak, normally in March, and they celebrate the birth of Buddha. And this celebration of these three combined festivals will create the new world order. And it will create the new religious order, which is the spiritual equivalent to the political United Nations. And so when the religious communities of the world are thus merged, political governments will simultaneously hold the following political business conferences: Planetary Goodwill Conference, Planetary Human Resource and Disarmament Conference, Planetary Environmental Resource and Space Conference. And now, while Lambert refused to name the leader of this special business conference and political conference, it will likely be the Christ. After all, the religious conference will be headed by the false prophet, the Pope. And it makes sense that the political conference will be chaired by the one person equal in rank to the Pope, and he's going to be known as the Christ. Now, I'm probably the only person that you've ever heard say that the Pope is not going to be the Antichrist. And the Pope is not going to be the false prophet. The Pope is setting the world into action to bring together all of the religions of the world under one umbrella. And this old senile pope that has traveled the world more than any pope that you've ever seen, whenever he comes into a country, he meets with all of the religious leaders of that country. All of them, whether they're witches, Wiccans, or whether they are Church of Christ, whether they're Mormons, and you get the picture. He meets with them because he's bringing them under the umbrella of the United Nations to be a one new world religion. Now, there's only going to be one group that will refuse to join this if the Lord tarries, and that will be your true Christians, the bride of Jesus Christ. Because a true Christian will never deny that Jesus is God. And